But what he's saying here, death, you can speak death to yourself instead of speaking life, and you go through life broke, sick, confused, troubled, sorrow, miserable, troublemaker, thief, theft, cheater, liar, killer. Because see, all that come under the heading of death. Unbelief. You don't believe the word. You resentful, rebellious to the things that God has said. And you have a bad attitude. You've been around people like that. So death and life, which I won't take time to look at this. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. And they that what? They that love it shall eat the fruits thereof. Which one do you love? See, you can tell me, now watch this. You can tell me, I love life, but you know I can find out which one you love by your action. Your action will tell the truth on you. My action will tell the truth on me. See, I can mentally agree that and say things that is not true, real to my heart. And so that means I have to make a decision in my heart. I have to make a decision with my life. I have to make a decision based on the knowledge, the knowledge that comes from the Word of God. And if I don't take time to go to the Word, how am I going to get knowledge? If I'm always feeding on that over here, the natural thing, the wicked thing, how to cheat, how to con, don't want to work. Don't want to be responsible. I'm always feeding on that, always looking for somebody to hand me something. I need to go to the Word and find out what the Word says, because the Word speaks to the total man. Hello? Amen. Am I communicating with anybody tonight?
Amen.
Hello?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, listen to the passion. He said, and this is the way it reads in the Passion, if you can put it up. Your words are so powerful that they will kill or give life. That's pretty plain there. Your words are what? So powerful. They will do what? Kill or give life. And the talkative person will what? Reap the consequence. And then you see, then people start... They talk that way, you see them young, and then later on you say, why then that predicament? They talk themselves into it. See, they think they're doing something real smart when you're young, you're cussing, having rebellious, have your way, and just won't have work. If you do work, you waste your money. If you get in any kind of relationship, you abuse it. And next thing you know, you got all kind of stuff going on. How did it happen? Your words. You said it. Ain't nobody gonna tell me what to do. Yeah. You get tired of that devil, he'll tell you what to do. Yeah. Amen. Be sitting behind those bars, be laying on the bed and can't help yourself. Now, how come you so bad now? You understand what I mean? Y'all understand what I'm saying? So when we realize that we really set our own selves up, and this is why parents ought to bring their children up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. You don't need to let that child be exposed to that stuff. You need to make sure if you know the Lord, you need to make sure your children get to. It's taught what is right. And they can live for God all the days of their life. Amen. So we don't treat these things lightly. And then when it comes to believing God, then it'll be easy. Faith is easy once you understand how to live by faith. Faith is easy. It's, you got to get it in the right realm. I'm going to say it again. The reason people struggle with faith is because they're trying to operate faith in the wrong realm. It's not going to work in the mental. It's not going to work in the natural. It has to be of the heart. You believe God. Let me show you. I mean, it starts off when you get born again. It tells you how these things work. And we've been over this scripture so many times, probably most of you can quote it backward. Amen. Romans 10, 9, and 10. I won't stop. I want to show you just Romans 10, 9, and 10. I want to show you just this is how it works. Romans 10, 9, and 10. If y'all can put that up, go ahead. But I got it here on, in my Bible. That's why I keep it. Notice. It tells you how to become a born-again believer, then how these words continue to work. It doesn't change. You notice it says in Ephesians chapter 2, don't leave this now. I'm just quoting this. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8 says, "For by grace are you saved through faith. It's not yourselves, a gift of God." God gave you the faith. God supplied the grace, gave you the faith. And notice what it said, that if, it's up to you. You see it? That if thou shalt say, confess, speak with thy mouth. When it comes down to saying, hands are laid on you, or somebody agree with you in prayer, the prayer of agreement for whatever you needed, and you go away and you start saying something different, you know what you've just done? You just notify what that person prayed over you. And the reason people can accept being received, be born again, be saved so easy because they heard that scripture so much. It's been preached by just about most denominations have preached that one. But when it comes down to the rest of them, there's so much unbelief that got mixed in it. Because you hear this from this church and that group, God and all that Holy Ghost stuff is of the devil. Now, all God don't heal today when the same principle worked all the way through.